This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to a local author who has written a wonderful book called Southern Michigan's Castles, Churches, and Courthouses. And I'd like to welcome into the program Paul Plossman. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And Paul, it's good to have you on the program. And you wrote this book that is just amazing because I have a copy that you brought in sitting in front of me. And I was mentioning to you just before we went on air about just here in Adrian about the different architecture of different buildings and houses, which just seems to be incredible. How did you get into this? And how did you get interested in writing the book? Where did it all start, Paul?
Well, I'd say I was just walking around downtown Adrian one day, and I just kind of started noticing how many beautiful buildings there were. That was how I really got started. And so I eventually just started taking pictures of them. And then I kind of found out that nobody really seemed to know about them or to, I don't know, appreciate them, for lack of a better word. And
yeah.
So I kind of wanted to raise some awareness and kind of bring it to people's attention that we have a lot of beautiful buildings in this area.
And the thing is, a lot of them, I think, you know, we go by them, we walk by them, and because they're here every single day, I think we take it for granted about them. But there is a lot of history to these buildings, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. This area goes back almost 200 years, so we've got buildings that are close to 200 years. Actually, the oldest one in this area turns 200 next year. That's the Musgrove Evans House in Tecumseh.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, and right here in Adrian, we have many that are 150 years old. Most of the downtown is 150 years old. And so, yeah, there's a ton of really old buildings in this area because it was one of the earliest settled areas in Linawake in Michigan back when settlement was first occurring in the state.
Yeah, and we were talking just before we went on air about the fact that this area was really known for the different architecture of the buildings around here, right?
Yeah, it was so prominent that there was a lot of money in this area, and people would come and start businesses in Adrian and build wealthy looking houses, and there was just a lot of money and power in this area that really contributed to the wealth of architecture that's still around today.
It is.
A lot has been demolished, but there's still quite a bit.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But those, I mean, it's because of the fact that a lot of them are still being used. If they're houses, they're still being lived in. Or even when it comes to, we happen to be talking about the one in Adrian where Crossroads Church is right now.
Yes, the Baptist Church.
And used to be the Baptist Church.
Originally.
Originally. But, you know, there was still a lot of history in that building, too.
Yeah, that's actually the oldest church in Adrian. I think it's built in 1837. So that was built, let's see, I think Martin Van Buren would have been president back then. So that's like, just like 10, 12 years after the founding of Adrian when that church was built.
Yeah.
It's been heavily remodeled, but it's still considered to be the oldest church in Adrian.
Yeah. Amazing. But you didn't do just the houses and buildings here in Adrian, did you?
No, I did Hillsdale and Jackson counties as well, in addition to Lenawee County.
Okay.
So it was kind of meant to be a comprehensive overview of all the historic buildings, at least the main ones, of the three counties, because those were the counties I was most familiar with, and those are the three counties that probably played one of the biggest roles in Michigan's early history.
To me, I think that's just fascinating to realize that we have such history in this area with these buildings and with the architects. And, you know, was there just an architect or an architecture type that was common throughout the area or not?
Well, it changed throughout the years because early on, like the really early buildings were built with Greek Revival architecture. And you'll see like white buildings with columns.
Oh, sure.
And stuff like that. Then during the Civil War era, you went into the Italianate architecture. And that had the big brick houses with the brackets and the porches. And most of the downtown areas were built during that time.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, you had the Queen Anne architecture, which was the Victorian era style architecture. And that's where you have the frilly turrets and the woodwork and things like that.
Yes.
And then early on in the 20th century, then you get into Colonial Revival. And then that was kind of the last historic architecture form before we kind of went into more modern style architecture. So
yeah.
Those are basically the main styles that are prevalent around here.
Yeah. Fascinating, just simply fascinating. When you started this project, how long ago, Paul?
Well, I don't remember the exact date because when I started out, I didn't intend to write a book. It was just kind of hobbyist photography, and then I started digging into the history. But I think I started photographing these buildings in 2018.
No kidding.
And I think I started kind of writing the book in early 2020. So it's been almost 5 years.
Yeah.
For the start of it.
So in order to do this research, how did you go about that? What was the process, Paul?
So I did a lot of research online because a lot of it was during COVID.
Okay.
We were all home pretty much.
Yeah.
So the National Archives catalog has a lot of the nomination forms for the National Register of Historic Places. So that was real good for the buildings that were on the National Register of Historic Places. And another great spot that I used when I was doing the Adrian buildings was Adrian Architecture. It's a website run by Professor Peter Barr.
Oh, sure.
So that was extremely helpful. That was kind of where I learned all my architectural terminology, basically.
Yeah.
And the Lenawee Museum here is, of course, another great resource. And I wish I would have even used it even more when I was writing my book, because now that I'm working there, I found so much more that I could have included.
And oh, wow.
So, yeah. It was a variety of sources.
Maybe a second book?
Hey, I've considered a second edition.
Well, you know, it's amazing, though. Paul Barr in the book, and it's a quite thick book. But the thing is, when I go through it real quickly, is that you've got the pictures. You've got the information that goes along with it that would be a very fascinating book. So, you know, it took you, you know, when you got started in putting this all together, did you think it was going to be that much when you got done?
No, even close.
Yeah?
I thought it would maybe be 200 pages. It turned out to be 400, and that was after I cut out a bunch of stuff.
No kidding.
So, it's basically twice as big as I expected it to be.
Yeah, oh, wow.
And I could have made it a lot bigger if I'd wanted to.
Well, again, book number two?
Yeah.
Question mark?
I'm thinking of it.
So right now, though, for a while you were interning
yes.
at the Lenawee Historical Museum, but now with that internship over, you are now doing some work down there. You had done some work down there too, right?
Yes. After I finished with my internship, and I think it was August of last year, the museum hired me to digitize their tax records and other historic materials, which we wanted to preserve in mm-hmm. digital form.
Yeah.
So that took me several months. And then after that, which I finished up in January, I've stayed on at the museum as a volunteer helping out there.
So good for you.
And that museum is a wonderful place. So it's anybody who hasn't been there, they should.
Absolutely. You know, we have so many great jewels, and the Historical Museum is one of them. When you were doing the book, Paul, was there any surprises as you were compiling all this information?
Well, I would say the whole thing was kind of a learning experience because when I first started out, I really didn't know a whole lot about the history of the area,
uh-huh.
and I just became astonished at how prominent this area was in local history and how much we'd contributed to the growth of Michigan. I mean, Adrian was the third largest city in Michigan back in 1860, so we were a big deal
here.
And they even considered us for the capital of Michigan when they were trying to move it out of Detroit before Lansing became the capital.
Yeah.
So that was what astonished me most, probably, was just how big and prominent this area had been in history. We don't really think of it nowadays being that way.
No, we don't. Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a dominating force in Michigan.
Wow. Amazing. Just simply amazing. Not only, you know, with the houses and buildings here in Adrian, but you also did some of those that, because I know Hudson has got a number of great houses and architect in that area too.
Yes. Yeah, Hudson has some extremely good buildings. There's the Thompson Museum, of course, which is one of the best Queen Anne houses we have around here. And they have another house around the corner that's called the Coleman Foundation now.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the most impressive house I've seen in Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's just in a little town.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I've noticed, that these towns around here are not really all that big, but they have architecture that would be fitting for a major city.
Yeah.
Because they're just they were just so powerful in the early days that they could afford that kind of architecture.
Yeah, yeah, amazing, amazing. Well, and then I know Tecumseh's got a number of great houses there too, don't they?
Yes, the Boulevard is one of the best streets in Tecumseh for historic homes. And there's even two on the opposite side of the street from one another. They were both built in the 1830s, 1840s, and they were the homes of two brothers. And the two brothers built tunnels under Chicago Boulevard to connect the homes to each other so they could just go from one house to another.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And there's even rumors they were used as part of the Underground Railroad
before the
Civil War.
Yeah.
So those are extremely nifty, and they're still there today. The tunnels are gone. They were closed up for safety reasons.
Oh, sure.
The two houses are still there facing each other right across the boulevard.
Oh, my gosh. Such great information, and they can get that information from your book as well, can't they?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Were there other surprises that you found as you're putting the book together about maybe other parts of the county?
Well, let me think here. One of the biggest surprises I found was that Adrian really wasn't the oldest town in Lenawee County. Tecumseh was the first, and actually Blissfield was also founded before Adrian was. So both those towns have a ton of like really old buildings. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's houses in Adrian that are really old, but when you go to Tecumseh, it's like you're going back another generation almost.
Wow.
Because there's so many Greek Revival homes, and it looks like a New England town.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the settlers who settled this area were from New England and New York, so they kind of built their towns the same to look the same way.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just amazing that the information that you have, the pictures you have, and I look at it and was going through and think, oh, my gosh, yeah, I know this house. I know this building. I know this one. And to find out some of the history behind these houses and the architect that they used really brings it, if I can say, to life. And I think that's what you were aiming at, right, Paul?
Yes. I was trying to make these houses have some character. And I mean, they already had character, but to kind of breathe some life into the history of the homes. Because history is far from being just dates and names. There is so many good stories behind each of these homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and they are. You're going to be making a presentation at the Lenawee Historical Museum relatively soon, aren't you?
Yes, on April 17th, I believe it's a Thursday, I'm going to be speaking about my book and kind of the local architecture of the area. And that'll be at 2 o'clock at the Lenawee Historical Museum.
How can someone, if they're interested in, and especially after we're talking about it now, Paul, how can they purchase your book?
So we have it for sale at the Lenawee Historical Museum. It's $60, but it's for sale there, and it's also for sale at the Hudson Museum and at the Tecumseh Museum as well.
Excellent.
So I have it in many of the local museums.
Very good.
I'm trying to expand my market here and try to get into other museums as well.
Well, absolutely. You know, the thing, you know, $60 is well worth the money for this book, because you've got such wonderful information. Your pictures are just exquisite in the book too, Paul. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Putting this together, and like we talked earlier, who knows, there might be book number two coming out.
Yeah, I have some ideas.
Good. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Again, congratulations. I know this was a lot of work, but it was a lot of work that you love doing, so it wasn't a beast of burden to do.
No.
But again, the name of the book is Southern Michigan's Castles, Churches, and Courthouses, The Historic Architecture of Hillsdale, Jackson, and Lenawee Counties. Boy, this is if you're interested in those things and want to learn more about the history of these houses and buildings, this is going to be the book to get. So, Paul, thank you so much, and thanks for all the work that you put into this.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Absolutely. And,
great.
You know, if you get that second book, let me know.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Could be a few years.
Well, yeah, it might be. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, it's going to be worth it to look for the book to be coming out again, too.
Yeah,
so,
I hope so.
Yeah, but if you're interested, get that book. And but if you know somebody as well who's interested in that, this would be a great gift to be able to give them, too. Paul Plassman, thank you so much. And originally you are from the Walden area, aren't you?
Yes, I'm from Walden. Waldron. I have a Waldron address, but I live in Lenawee County. So Lenawee County is my home county.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, once again, congratulations, Paul.
Thank you very much.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.